Knock, knock. Who's there? Your nightmare.
Welcome back, Creepaholics crew, to a bone-chilling episode as we deep dive into the dark shadows of a haunting tale rooted in the history of Marion, Kentucky, where old wise tales intertwine with the tragic narrative of Mary Evelyn Ford and her mother. Grab your flashlights and join me, Shanice, as we unravel the harrowing story that has echoed through the decades. So let's go down the dark and eerie trail. Our spine-tingling journey begins in 1910, within the small town of Marion, Kentucky. In the fabric of local legend, the townsfolk wove a narrative that branded Mary Evelyn Ford and her mother as witches. Instead of subjecting them to the traditional court system, the townspeople swiftly delivered a sentence of grim fate. They were burned alive. Astonishingly, Mary Evelyn Ford, known as the Little Witch Girl, was only 6 years old. Her mother's charred remains were found a distant resting place, while the young girl was laid to rest in Pilot Knob. According to town folklore, the townspeople, gripped by fear that Mary Evelyn's spirit would return for revenge, so they took extraordinary measures. Her casket was encased in steel, covered not with traditional dirt, but with concrete and gravel. A white fence of interconnecting crosses surrounded her grave, a barrier designed to stop her from returning or her spirit. The town whispers suggested that the little girl's spirit lingered, reaching out to anyone who dared to approach. Legend held that she could entice mortals near an attempt to pull them into her gated area. Yet, beyond this eerie fence lay a darker and deeper darkness. The Watcher, an evil presence that sought out the little girl but could not cross the protective crosses. Instead, the Watcher tries to snatch her soul and chase away any bystanders who dare to venture close. As this chilling tale unfolds, I did a little bit of digging into the historical records, embarking on a thorough fact-check journey. The death certificate of Mary Evelyn Ford, the 6-year-old girl of James and Rebecca Davis Ford, revealed a starkly different rendition of the haunting narrative. It portrays that the legend did not exist. She met with a gruesome fate. She was not a witch. Mary Evelyn succumbed to an abdominal infection and rectal impaction on May 31st, 1916. This detailed account dispelled the myths, highlighting the tragic yet natural causes of her untimely death and offering a glimpse into the harsh medical realities of the early 20th century. Her mother, Mary Rebecca Davis Ford, still lived during 1920 in Crittenden County Census, residing in household number 64/64 Ford's Ferry District. 4 years after Mary Evelyn's passing, the narrative of the little witch girl crumbled under the weight of the historical truth, revealing the pain caused by the story that mischaracterized the fate of an innocent child and her mother. And there you have it, Creepaholics crew, the unsettling truth behind the legend, exposing the facts that disentangled fiction from reality in Marion, Kentucky. Join us next time as we unearth more chilling tales from the shadows. Until then, keep those flashlights ready, stay on the edge of your seat, and bid a farewell to this haunting chapter. Keep creeping it real. And goodbye for now, Creepaholics crew.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.